I just want to begin by thanking everybody for coming. As always, I know it's difficult the night before Yom Tov, Erev Rosh Hashanah. The people are busy, so we're trying to keep things as brief as we can. I'm very, very grateful for everyone who was able to come, and I guess grateful by extension to all the wives of the men who are here who left their husbands out for a short while this evening. Tonight is the yard site, as you know, my mother, Aleha Shalom, Rina Bas Harisak, Aleha Shalom, and this year I was offered to complete Maseches Me'ilah. The occasion of this yard site, Maseches Me'ilah, is in Seder Kodshim. And it's a sector that deals with details relating to Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Specifically, it deals with somebody who inadvertently makes use of property in the Beis HaMikdash, we call Hekdesh, or an animal that was designated for Karban. And then a different dinim as to what point the issue of Mila takes effect, and the punishment for even inadvertent use of something that's belonging to Hekdesh. You have to pay to give back the principal, and you have to pay an additional chomesh, and you have to bring a carbon in certain circumstances. Anyway, that's what the Masechta is about. I'm going to read the end of the Masechta short, but I just want to say a little bit of an interesting thing that I came upon. Usually I try, given that it's Erev Rosh Hashanah, it's the Yom Begin, Yom Nirayim, to find something in the Masechta that relates to the season. So it was a little trickier here. Well, there are references to this year, maybe in Kippur and so on, but there's a very fascinating Gemara that appears in the middle of the Masechta, sort of the first it doesn't look like it's related to anything. The Gemara describes a situation where the Romans passed a decree against the Jewish people, and they outlawed the three things. They outlawed this particular decree, there are other decrees. It gets into this because a certain shaila related to me that was asked to Rabbi Yochanan, to Shimon ben Chai, when he was in Rome, after Shaul of Masa ben Chorash. Masa ben Chorash, we know from the end of Yuma, was one of the speakers of the famous Abba Chalut HaKapar. But anyway, that was enough for the connection. So, anyway, but he asked Shimon ben Chai a question, the ear Roman, who was in Rome. So the Gemara goes on, there's like Yud Zion of Aleph and Megillah. They were allowed to tell a story that there was a certain situation when a decree was passed that the Jewish people were not permitted. Zera shelo yishmeres haShabbos, the shelo yomolo esgnayim, the shiyavalo esanidos. There were a decree they couldn't keep Shabbos and that they couldn't give bismillah to their sons and that they wouldn't be able to keep the laws of Taras Mishpachas. So certain the Reuven ben Iskrabuli went to the government and he was able to talk them out of it. He said, if you have an enemy, he dressed up as a Roman. That is okay. He combed his hair in a certain way, like the Romans. That people discuss that in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. But anyway, you can appear like non-Jews. I guess he took off his shtreimelus kapot and he put on the more Roman garb. Cut his beard, but put his hair in a certain way. Anyway, so he said it was a pigoch nefesh, obviously, to save the mitzvahs. So he said, if you have people who are your enemies, you want them to be rich, or you want them to be poor. They say, we want them to be poor if they're your enemies. So what are you telling them that they're not allowed to keep Shabbos? Now they have an extra day a week they can work and make more money. Tell them they can observe the Shabbos and they'll make 1/7 less. So I thought, that good goes up. He's right. So you have repealed that decree. Then the other decree is, if you have an enemy, you want them to be strong or physically strong or weak? They're weak. Okay, so what do you tell my kids to do this meal? You cut their foreskin. It's a surgical procedure to weaken them. So repeal that decree. Then they had another decree that has to do with husband and wife together, so they didn't want to keep the laws of Nida. So it says you want to have enemies that are plentiful, children or less children. So the Gemara assumes that a certain part of the month it's more likely for women to conceive, so they keep the laws of Nida, so they'll be less likely to conceive. So they bought that too. But then the Gemara said, then they found out this guy was Jewish. They realized the whole thing was a ruse. So they reinstituted all the decrees. Then the Gemara says on the next page, in Zion Rebbe, Sab Shimber Chai and the Rebbe of Yosef went to Rome. And they stumbled across, a certain shade, a certain demon who was offered to help them. And he, when he got to Rome, he possessed the daughter, he went into the Shama somehow, the daughter of the emperor, the princess, or whatever, and he played along and they were able to cure her. So the emperor said, oh, as a thanks for curing his daughter of this illness, they said that you can go into whatever, go into the archives, to the Geniza in Rome, the archives there in Rome, and you can take whatever you want. So they didn't take anything, but they were afraid to take things, but they saw the official documents of these decrees. They tore up those documents so that the decrees were repealed. That's the Gemara. The very end, the Gemara says, the Hainu the Amar Belezer of Yossi, Anir Isia Be'ir Romer Havale Kama Tipei Damen. One thing that he saw there was the paroches, the curtain in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is from the Avodah Seyam of Yom Kippur. So he saw when he was in the, I don't know if it was the Vatican, when he was in Rome, in this treasure house, in this archives room, he saw the parochas from the Beis HaMikdash and had blood spots over it, presumably from when the Kohen Gadol would do the Hazos, sprinkling on Yom Kippur, as part of the Avodah Seyam, which we'll read about Yom Kippur. So they still had the blood leaves a stain, so they had this curtain over there. So he saw it, that's the end of the Sugya in Me'ila. So that's the Sugya, or that issue relates to the Sugya in Yuma, so that's Minyan of the Yoma, that we have, of course, Yom Kippur coming up, having prepared now to Osher Moshe Shama. So the Gemara has in Masechet Yuma actually a machlokes. The simple reading of the Pasuk in Chumash indicates that that Taka the Kohen Gadol, when he does the avoda inside, has to sprinkle the blood from the soyer Taka on the parochas. But there's an achlokas. Does it really mean on the parochas? It means in front of the parochas. The word aleh can be, understood in different ways. An achlokas in the sugi in Yuma. And in this sugya, so actually, Rabbi Elazar Yossi insisted that it has to be on the parochas, literally, not in front, not that the Kohen Gadol would sprinkle the blood like on the floor in front of the parochas, but actually on, physically on the parochas. Again, that's the machlokas over here in the Yuma on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. And in the context of this discussion, the Gemara says, here inside, Tanakama holds when the Kohen Gadol would sprinkle on Yom Kippur. It's part of the avoda. We recant this, of course, in Musaf on Yom Kippur. So when the Kohen Gadol would sprinkle the blood on Yom Kippur, it wasn't alak, or it's literally on the parochas, literally on the curtain, but rather ala kenegra parochas. Omer Belozer Yossi, the same Belozer Yossi, said, no, Aniri Siya Baromi. I was in Rome, and I saw the parochas. I was able to see the blood from the two different azos. I said four different, but we in our regular nusach of the matzah, we have the sprinkling of achas twice. Some nusachos have it, but I might show you, say quickly. I don't know, but that's a different discussion. Anyway, it says, but the regular matzah has it twice, so the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer. So he says, I saw it, and it was on the parochas itself. So he held that was a raya that he's correct. And Rashi there, the Olasko Ani Receiver Romi, refers to this Gemara Meila. Interesting, I didn't see that the Misoras Hashas in either place cross reference. I don't know why, but Rashi does. Rashi in the second Meila Gabe Ben Talmion, that was the name of that shade. Now Fenes of Lazar Yossi, Sharipa is Bas Melech Romi, right? He healed the illness of the princess. Shenifa Shebegoof was possessed by this demon. Sheshmo Ben Talmion, whatever his name was, Vichmisu, Otsa Melech, Lito Koma, Shehirtsu, Loya Chopet, Elito Misham, Igro, Shekosu, Gzeros, Shegozwa Yisrael. The only thing they wanted to get out of there were those Gzeros, they ripped up the decrees against the Jews. They found and ripped them up. The Shamra Klei Hamikdash Ba'otzar. Actually, they saw all the Klei. They saw the Klei Hamikdash, not just the Paroch. They saw the Klei Hamikdash in that treasure house. And Kiva Eger on the spot of the Gedolei Hashas, he quotes in August of Nos in Perek Mem Aleph, Machtesa Shabbos Atinas Shulchan Umnora Uparoches Detzit Adayin Munachim Beromi. Kiva Eger wrote that in 1800s. I don't know. Whatever, they quote this source. Right from an earlier source, but he's saying that certain kalim of the Beit HaMikdash, including the menorah and including the other things, the parochas and so on, that are still there in Rome. That's the sugi over here. So it's interesting. So just to analyze the sugi for a moment. So what is the Rav Yossi had empirical evidence that they sprinkled on the parochas? How could it be machlokas? He said he saw it and finished. He went into the archives there in Rome and he saw that the parochas had stains from the dam. So after machlokas, the Tanakama says kishu maze eno maze ala parochas ala kenegra parochas in front, opposite, towards the parochas, on the parochas. He said, he saw the parochas. So the Bishonim are bothered by this a little bit. So the Tosis Harosh says that even the Tanakama doesn't hold, you're not allowed to put on the parochet, you just don't have to. The machlokas must you. But as we all say, is on the opinion, you must sprinkle it on the parochet. And the Tanakama, you don't have to, you do it good. That's fine. There's not a machlokas, the Tanakama does not disagree insofar as saying it's usher. Just so, lemaisa, sometimes they did, sometimes they didn't. So that would seem to be his opinion. Tosi Yishonim on the page suggests, I mean, sort of along the same lines, not exactly, but sort of along the same lines, Tosi Yishonim says, no, what it means is that sometimes if it happens, it's flat out a mistake. Really, the Tanakama hold, really, then is you're supposed to put it in front. But it can't be so medactic. You know, he's sprinkling blood, so you have a flick of the wrist. It's on the wrist, right? So it's a flick of the wrist. So sometimes it got on the paroches. It wasn't the goal. It was the Tanakama rule. I guess Tanakama was not ma'akev, not to throw some rush. It's not ma'akev, not to have it on the paroches. You're not allowed to have it on the paroches, but you wouldn't attempt that. It was just sometimes Menela. And therefore, when he came years later, this Rebbe Rabbi Yossi, he saw the paroches with stains. It wasn't because that's the din you have to do it. Willy-nilly, it happened sometimes by itself.
That's a rabbi that you're not supposed to, but it just happened.
Right, by itself. That would be not a
problem. They shouldn't cover it in blood.
Oh, so we'll get to that at the end, but the thing is that the Rishon said, Rav Elazar Yossi answered, nobody saw it, it seemed to be deliberate, you know, because the achas, apparently he saw it, the guy doesn't say it, but you're right, but exactly what you're saying, it was
in a row,
he seems in a row, in order, it looked like it wasn't just random splattering. And that's the matter, okay, I don't know, I mean, we don't know, that would he, what he thought, but anyway, that would seem to be the, that would seem to be machlokas over here. There's an interesting question, which, you know, so, that the Maharsham and other Achronim ask on this sugya, both here and in the Mila, what do you mean? Well, if there was stains on the parochah, so the chori should not be clean it. I mean, it's not, there's a base on mikdash here. We wouldn't allow stains on the curtain without curtains in here. But in the other room, you wouldn't allow curtain stains, or you try not to allow stains on the curtain, right? So why would they clean it? The actual Baitre has a Gemara in Zvachim, which indicates that if any time it brings a carbon, kabbalas can be messy, there's a lot of blood. So in the stomach, sometimes stuff got on the big day kahuna. No, I mean, just the law of averages. The stomach, so the Gemara says, if the kohen or the kohen gadol's garments would get dirty, you're supposed to clean them. You know, so the Rasham says, how come over here? Even if the din was, you're supposed to do it. So he says, no, because the din is supposed to do it. When do you have to clean the garment? When it's an accident. You know, what happens if there's no mitzvah, the kohen or the kohen gadol to drip some of the blood or some of the innards on his garment. It happened. But anyway, you know, sometimes we're a little less sloppy. And furthermore, he said in Kohanim's reason, they were not so sloppy. But Lamaisa, if it happens by itself, so then you have to clean it. But here, the goal was to get it on the parochah. That's the goal. But you don't have to clean it. We'll come back with that. I just want to share an interesting point on this, which Rasalavichik, Mother Trinket, and Harry Kerem from Shirkin, on the, this is a newer volume in the Simitzari Ches. So he says, it's interesting, he has, surprise, a gear for the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas HaRoyos Yom Kippurim, in Perek Dalet, Halacha Beis, Perek Dalet Halacha Beis in Hilchas HaRoyos Yom Kippurim, is a long halacha, because he goes through basically the whole Avodah. So the lashon here is, Ram writes, Achakach noto dam hapar, and so on, you take the dam hapar, and umazem imenu ala paroches keneged ha'aron. He describes the paroches as being keneged ha'aron. That's the Rambam's lashon. I don't know, the Rambam does not, at least to my understanding, I suppose I can talk a little bit, does not weigh in on this machokas, it seems, whether it has to be taka on the parochas. His lotion is, ala parochas keneged ha'aron. That really can go either way. So I don't know for sure, personally, what the people talk about. Right? It's hard for me to see one or the other in the Rambam. But what the Rav points out is that there's another sprinkling, the Har Helam Dovashal Tzibur, which that same Sugya Yuma on Daf Nun Zayin goes on to discuss right afterwards. There, when the Rambam in Perek Hay, Halacha, Parakeh Halacha Yudbeis writes, just a moment, Parakeh, give me one second, the Rambam, the Parakeh Halacha Gimel, sorry, Parakeh Halacha Gimel, Paramanis in Hilchos Maisach Kabonis, Paramanis Sofim, Siam, and Sofim, Zorek, Midam, Kolechim, Sheva, Haizos, Al HaParoches HaMavdeles Bein HaKodesh Uvein Kodesh HaKadoshim, on the parochas which separates between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Rav was bothered by, in the Kodesh and the Kippurim, the Lashon is the same parochas. There the Lashon, Ala parochas Keneged Ha'orim. That's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. On the parochas by the Orim. And here he calls it Aparochas Hamavdelas Bein HaKodesh Rein Kodesh HaKadosh. He just notes the different language describing the Parochas. So the Rav said, among other things, also surprised, there are two dinim in the Parochas. Okay, there are three dinim in the Parochas. I'll read what it says here. To the MS Mitzvah, first of all, he demonstrates that this doing the Avod in this place was a special din in Yom Kippur. And really, you're supposed to be Mazah on the Aron itself. It's a din in that place. It's a kedusha of that makom. He has raises, which is again beyond, you know, the topic right now. But I'll just read this paragraph here. Again, it's in Siman Tzadik Ches in the newer volume of the Hari Kedem, newer edition. The old Neil of Arab said, "The Emes Tzad Makom Gam and Azok the Nidav Chachman." Avokim Hazos Ala Parochas Ukim Shal Esnai VeLesnim. The Parochas Atzma Yesh Beis Dinim. There are two din in the Parochas. Aleph Kiyam Mitzvah Hamikdash Du Mechitzas Kodesh Hakadoshim. One is a din in the Beis Hamikdash. Right? It's a din and it has to be mechitza between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Hakadoshim. Ukaloshna Rambam Kazbazos Param Dova. That Rambam Hilkos Maisa Karbonos Karak Elohim Gibel Ala Parochas Hamavdelas Bein Kodesh the Kodesh Hakadoshim. But these the Od Din Ika the Haparochas the Kiyum Ba'aron Atzmo. There's another din. The Parochas is a din in the general structure of the Beis Hamikdash. But also there's the Parochas is a din in the Aron. And he writes parenthetically the Lachain Summon Parochas Ala Aron Hakodesh Bevatei Knesses. That's why in the shul there's a parochas in front of the aron. But I tell you this, if that was just a din in the basement, we don't have a mizbeach in the shul. We don't have a shulchan in the shul. There's no menorah in the shul. So what do we need a parochas for? Because it's not a din in the structure, it's a din in the aron. So we have an aron. So remember, the aron has a parochas. And beis, v'chein b'nesiyas aron b'machanah, mechasim as aron in parochas. When they carried the aron, psuk in the end of, was the end of Bamidbar, right? When it speaks about the transporting of the mishkan, it's the aron was also covered with the parochas. The din of the aron was always at the parochas. V'hine, b'yom ha-kipurim b'hazos ala parochas. On Yom Kippur, the sprinkling of the dam was a din in the Aron, okay? And not a din in just style, like Haparam Dover Shatzimur, it's not a din in the Aron, it's a din in the Parochas, as Parochas of the Mikdash. When Mishum came, Kosav Ram Khan, the Chazvodas and Kippurim, Allah Parochas Keneged HaOron. The Benidonim, Chazvodas Pnim, Shasid Rokir Makib, and independently, Demetad Makib, Baparam Dover Shatzimur, that's a Hazar on a Parochas, and it's not a Kiyam in the Aron, and here it's a Kiyam in the Aron. So this is an interesting. You know, interesting to have from our salvation, because understanding that somehow it's a din in the Aron that requires the Hazor. We don't actually sprinkle on the Aron, no one goes in there, but we sprinkle on the Parochas. What's interesting is, and I'll finish up with this before saying the Hadron, I came across with a very fascinating comment by Rameir Shapiro. Rameir Shapiro is, I guess, best known nowadays for being the founder of the Daf Yomi movement. Back in the 1920s, for the safety here called Marganisa the Rav Meir. I once heard a tape from Yitzhak Bernstein, who was a prominent rabbi in England. Eventually, I think he was in the OU or something, somewhere in America also. But anyway, huh? Oh, you know, the actual Jewish Center, yes. So, anyway, he was a very, very, I enjoyed listening to his shiurim very much, because first of all, he had that great Irish accent. Sounds to me like Sean Connery giving his Russia, you know. Mm-hmm. But they're very pleasant to listen to. But he always really an excellent dash and very clear. So I was originally alerted to this with Meir Shapiro by him, and then happens to have the safe, so I was able to find it. And it's the Marganisa of Meir on Masechus Yuma. And up, So it's on Daf Nun Zayin. I was there, that's Sugi in Yuma. So he asked a very fascinating question. He says, the Yeshua Hakshos. Kamuhur begitten nun vav mebeis. You refer to a famous Gemara in Gittin nun vav. It's one of the Dvarim HaMutarim to learn on Tisha B'Av. It's the Gemara that when Titus came in, remember that Gemara? He came into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it's one of the kinnets, right? And he stabbed the Aron, the Parochas, rather. And it's thought the blood came out, right? Shatitus nichnas lebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Natal Sayef, Titus. Right, I think that's the name of the kinnah, Zohar Asherosa Tzar Bifnim. It's one of the kinnahs on Tisha B'Av. So he came inside, and he took his sword, and he began there at HaParochas, v'nas ha'neis, and a neis happened, and the blood that had been gathered in the Parochas, so to speak, from all the years, came to started to come out. He thought, he said, let's wash him like, no, excuse me, he thought he killed God, so to speak. I can't say it, but he wanted to kill himself, what it means, right? So, kinnah kapi malarot, ayin shom. In Cain, Yosa Havale Lagmor Kan Lahakshos, the Mai Ryan and Mashara Parochas Baromi. What's the Raya from Yaakov that he saw there was blood on the Parochas? Maybe the blood on the Parochas was from Titus' business, that mace that he stared at to make it look like, you know, who says that the blood of the parochas had to do with the avodah? In both the Gemara and my Gemara here in the Ila and the Gemara Yuma, in both places, the Rav Elazar Yossi brings a raya that I saw blood on the parochas, must be, I'm right, you have to sprinkle the blood of the parochas. Maybe the blood is from his business, right? So he said, huh? Oh, okay, very good. So you're mechavet to Meir Shapiro. Okay, the my raya of Asher Rav Parochas Baromisha Achar Shanase Meir Dama Batsuzak Parochas with the talk with Meisa Tifus in Cain Yeshlomo the Hatfei Hadame Osa Meisa the Lomah Hazor is called and it says for old kosher. It quotes another Gemara that there were other parochas, state parochas also. There were other parochas. So why would it be? In Cain, Echi talking Shinichim Yom Kippur in Parochas Shalaleh Kama Tipe Domim Atishibah Beis Achurban. It's almost a year later, right? Let's assume that there was the blood, like the Masham asked before. Why did they clean it? And they had another Parochas, so Lechor from Yom Kippur the previous year till Tishibah or till Chodesh Av when Titus came in, Lechor they should have cleaned it. The Gam Lo Kipsur, they didn't change it, they didn't wash it to the Beis Hamikdash, right? Like Gemara has sometimes Ein Anias Mokam Ashiris, you know, Beis Hamikdash, everything was first class. You find another place in the Gemara, right? You know, no poverty in the Beis Hamikdash. It's a place of, you know, wealth and prominence. So the Nishra came Ad Sharav, Elazar, Yaakov, Roman, it stayed all those years. So he says, Omnar Ikar Adover Shenase Nase. It was this Nase by Tizu, Ha Dami Batspace, Uchsavar Shasma Harab, Yesu Havin, Mato Elas Havin. What's the purpose of this Nase anyway? To make people feel good that he killed God? What was the whole purpose of it? I mean, what was the whole reason why this Nase was happening? He stabbed the Parochas with a sword and the Dom came out. For no purpose. One question answers the other. Really, okay, the blood that came out of the parochas in the days of Titus was the blood that had gone in on Yom Kippur during all the hazals of all the years. The rak we call kedushas haparochas because the parochas was a mace. She nivla hadam v'lo nishar bo shum roshim kolshehu. Every year it was a mace. The blood was absorbed into the curtain, and it didn't have to change it. It wasn't dirty. It wasn't stained. If you would go in Chodesh Kislev or something, and you would see the parochas. You would see that there's no blood there. Why? Because it was absorbed in the curtain. That was how Kodesh Baruch Hu set it up that way. So he didn't need to change it or wash it. Answer the Marshams, he didn't need to. Okay? V'lo nishar shum roshim kolshu alea mimachutz. Shalo yizgana kodesh. It shouldn't be embarrassing or belittling to the kodesh. V'lachain lo yatzarach la'achlifa. Haval kishabot titus v'gadah b'char b'paroches u'kshabot preach v'chilua. When titus came in and defiled the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash no longer had the status of Beis HaMikdash, then kishnischal ha-kedusha, when the kedusha of the place was profaned by titus, then, so that miracle disappeared. Shuv ha-yotze ha-dam, then all that blood, which was sort of miraculously, if you will, absorbed in the parochas from all the years, now that the Beis HaMikdash was no longer Beis HaMikdash, which wasn't the parochas anymore, because the garden had come in and defiled the place, now all that blood came washing out, so to speak. When a parochas was b'ktushasa, so all the blood was inside, it didn't come out. But now, when it became l'mechulol, so then it came out. Titus didn't know about all this, so he thought, he killed God, right? But what did he really do? He just caused, so to speak, all the dam. He's what was our kasha? Our kasha was, how did Elazar Yaakov know that it was a dam from the sprinkling? Maybe it was a dam from the Tito story. The answer is the same thing. So it is a riot. Shapir. Very ingenious plan. No? He says, Shapir, Maisi, Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, Raya, and he said, Shadam no gear progress mamish. Pimlokain, may I yotze shom dam? The law that a Kodesh Baruch Hu needs to be free, a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes the miracle for no reason. Pimkain, other Abba Raya, so Mustabas, how you sold Zed the Maisa Titus. So the Raya is based on the whole story of Titus. Just having an interesting, very fascinating suggestion to resolve this. Anyway, I'll read the end of the line in a second. I think Mamela Shalom would have enjoyed this particular Dartel, I think, because she liked history, and she liked when things in Halacha and Gemaras would work out historically. In other words, sometimes we should discuss, why don't they look and see? The Gemara has something to machlokes. Why don't they check it out? What was historically? Well, I think that she would have enjoyed the interpretation. Huh? My father wouldn't necessarily like it so much. He would find this historical question about it. But my mother enjoyed this type of when things worked out. It was a kind of a historical question, a moral question. And she also enjoyed that much the Amna life. Very, very favorite time, especially, you know, the Nigunim in Shul, and, you know, everybody, we all grew up on our own Nigunim and so on. And, so she was like that also. She enjoyed very much. And even the long Avodah Sayom, I think. It's a long Chazor Sashat in Musaf, you know, we say over the whole Avodah. But she was just, you know, when we came to the Bakon in the Arm, and just the sort of the regal melody that we use, you know, different chazam, a little different. I used to sit in the gun when I grew up or whatever. But Rakhani Ram, Omdi Bazora, I don't think her minig was the full Karim. In our family, that didn't full Karim, did someone. But Masarichik wondered whether we should call full Karim because in the Hamikdash, the only people who felt Karim were the people who heard the Shema first, only the people in front. And not even all the men were in front. But I said, never, perhaps never was a minig for me to fall. Okay, whatever, different minhagim. But it wasn't the Karim issue so much. I don't know if she cared so much about the Karim, but I think she enjoyed very much the sort of the regal tune of this part. So I think she would have appreciated this very part. And again, many of you here knew my Lashon personally and, you know, have fond memories. And once again, I thank everybody for coming. So let me just read the last, the very end of Maseches Megillah. So it's our Chof Aleph from the days. Running out of short of a system. But the Mishnah, the last Mishnah, Yuma talks about somebody who had a pruta, a coin of Hektish, that fell into his pocket, and he had other coins that were not Hektish, and you can't tell them apart, you know, you don't know which is which. So the Gemara says, Machokas Rekila Chachamim, this is the Mishnah, this is the last Mishnah, so Moda Rekila Chachamim, the Omer Pruta, the Gemara really says, Nafla Pruta, the Mishnah, I keep saying Gemara, Mishnah, it's Chaf Alf Mabez and Mila, Nafla Pruta Shal Hektish Besot Kiso, if a Pruta of Hektish fell into, got mixed up in his pocket, or, he had coins in his pockets which weren't Hektish, but then he said, Oh Sha Omar, Pruta Bekis Zeh Hektish, a Pruta in my pocket is Hektish, we didn't specify which, so, came on Shehotia, so he's showing them all, give Rabbi Kiva. Because this is about the first one, you take it out and you use it, that's Me'ilah, because you don't know which one, so the first one is Me'ilah. The Chamram, no, Achiyotia is Kolakis. It's the last one. You're not about the Me'ilah until you spend the last one. I'm not focused on the Mishnah. The Chamram, Omen, Achiyotia is Kolakis. Umode Rabbi Kiva Chamram, Rabbi Kiva is Mode, but Omer Pruta Min Kis Zeh Hektish. Okay, if you didn't say pruta bikis zeh hektish, but you said pruta min kis, I don't say a pruta in my pocket should be hektish, I say a pruta from what's in my pocket, then he'll agree it's the last one. And the Gemara explains because there it's as if you're really saying the last one. So the Gemara has a couple of kashas, it seems to contradict some other things, so just read the last few lines. Chavvedim and Amar, Papa Amar, Kisin Alubin Ramallah. The kasha, the contradiction between this Mishnah about coins in the pocket and the situation with Lugin. The Lugin is a measurement for a guy's wine. He has to separate Chumas and Maisus. Titran is a Mishnah in a few places. The Mishnah of the Mayan is quoted in Sukkah and other places. It says, Halokeach Yain Bin Akusim. You take wine, buy wine from Kusim, where individuals who it was assumed for a long time they were Jews, but they didn't keep all the mitzvahs properly, whatever. They weren't medactic in Trumas and Maisus. Oh, and he can't take Trumas, let's say it's Shabbos. He bought it a minute before Shabbos. He's not allowed to separate Trumas and Maisus on Shabbos. He wants to be able to drink this wine. Or there's some other reason he can't do it. He's got, there's no, on the side of the page in Me'ilah, it's looked like Rashi. It's a Rashi placement, but many people assume it wasn't Rashi who wrote the Perish on Me'ilah. Whatever it is, it's plain. But they're I think it's in the Korish, not necessarily Rashi. Otherwise. But he says, and then the Farshim explained that either it's Shabbos, he couldn't separate Chumas, or he didn't have any Tahor Kalim to put it in, whatever, there's some reason he couldn't do it. He wants to be able to drink the wine. So he says, Omer Shnei Lugin Shani Osid Lahafri, this is a famous Lugin of Breira, right? He says, two Lugin that I'll later be separate from here, Hare and Truma, and ten is my Sarisha, another nine is my Sashani, and Mechel is pulled in a coin and so on, to show him that I can drink right now, Dibur of Meir, because the Meir says there is Breira. Breira is a big, big Sugir. Breira basically means you can do something later, will take retroactive effect. I just explained to the Talmidim, I said, those who follow sports, you can put someone on the 15-day disabled list, retroactive to 2 days ago. Right? Because, you know, you put on disabled now, but the count begins earlier. Those who are sports people know. Right? So that's what Breyer is like. You do something a little bit later and it has a retroactive effect. So he's going to, after Shabbos, he's going to take Trumas and Maaser. He makes a declaration on Shabbos. What I do after Shabbos should have effect as though it was done now, so he didn't go ahead and drink the wine. Fine. So why is it, so the question is, why is it different? So Amarle, same for the Maspisim, but Amarle, because here too, why not say over here too? Brero, whichever coin will take out, you know, should be the one that's hektish. So no, because even Rebbeir admits, but Omer lo yipoter kizem in hektish. The mission means that he said a language which implies that it was the last one. It's not how to Rebbeir. Anyway, the Hadron lo chashrich shal se shkuso slicho lo meseches mila. So the Hadron, I thought I knocked off here somewhere. Hadrach Maseches Meila, the Hadrachon, Daitalach Maseches Meila, the Daitachalon, the Listener Shaminach Maseches Meila, the Listener Shaminon, the Amaldin, the Amadosi. Hadrach Maseches Meila, the Hadrachalon, Daitalach Maseches Meila, the Daitachalon, the Listener Shaminach Maseches Meila, the Listener Shaminon, the Amaldin, the Amadosi. Hadrach Maseches Meila, the Hadrachalon, Daitalach Maseches Meila, the Daitachalon, the Listener Shaminach Maseches Meila, the Listener Shaminon, the Amaldin, the Amadosi. You hear us from Necher and Allah, Hanover, the same state, Taros, and the same Allah there, the same.
Thank you for coming. Please help yourself to anything you like.